Ji, and our beloved student, Maulana Abdul Razak, he was our first student in our madrasa, first student. How I'm saying first student? In Port Shepstone, when we came from Harding, when we made Elan that the Darul is commencing, and I was late actually. I was a couple of hours late. I gave him a certain time that I'm coming to enroll students. So he heard that the Darul is starting, so he brought his grandsons to become Hafiz and whatever. So while he was sitting there waiting this couple of hours, Allah put it in his heart. So when the enrollment took place, he wrote his name also. He said, I also want to do it. And how old he was? He was 70 years old at that time. How I know he was 70 years old? Because his brother, I met him in a Qabristan. He told me when he passed away, he wasn't 81 years old. He says, actually his correct age was 84. Because I'm 86 and he was 2 years younger than me. Although his ID and that stipulated that he was 81, but the true actually age was he was 84 years when he passed away. When he passed away. Now imagine he started his alim course at the age of 70. Right? And he finished at the age of 78. He broke a record in this country. No person became an alim, in my knowledge, at the age of 78 in South Africa. I haven't come across any such person. He was the first person. And our course was 5 years. He even kept on repeating the years. He didn't want to come out of the class also. So he said, no, this kitab of mine is weak. That kitab of mine is weak. So he kept on. And he kept on telling me, Mufti Sahab, when I go, my janaza must go from the madrasa. That's the muhabbat he had for the deen of Allah Ta'ala. Then we went to visit him in the hospital. He was obviously under a lot of medication at that time. You know, he was talking a lot of things that was not coherent. But he started, when myself and Mufti Sahab reached, he started saying about talking about hadith and all that. And then his son is telling me, all of a sudden, see, he's talking sense. So what he said? I had a shock to become an alim for 50 years. In that halat, he said it, when he was incoherent. I had a shock to become an alim for 50 years, he said. And Allah fulfilled that shock of his. So it's not a small thing. And today I will tell you one of his secrets. Alhamdulillah, he had taluk with me. I had great love for him. He had great love for me. Even his son, Dr. Riaz, he told me, my father had true love for you. And I even told others also, we also had true love for him. Genuine love. Genuine love for Allah. Only for that reason, no other reason. Now he had cancer and all that, right? So about 3-4 years after his graduation, he fell ill with cancer and all that. And it was downhill, 5 years of, let's say, in and out of hospitals, whatever. Right? Now he used to be in a lot of pain. Lot of pain, deep pain, severe pain. Then he should tell me also, Mufti Sahab, Allah Akbar, the pain that I go through, it's I can't even bear it anymore. I can't even lie down, I can't even stand, I don't know what to do. He says, I told him just I should always tell him make salah. He says, at that time there's only one thing I do, I make zikr. When I can't endure the pain anymore and I'm alone and I'm in my house, I start making the zikr of Allah. Whole night I make zikr. Whole night I make zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Can you imagine? Inshallah, what maqam rafi'ah Allah will give him. And I should always encourage him, just hang on little more, little more. Every time. And he would come and read namaz here, in that corner there. And he would read namaz in that corner. After the masjid was built, he never read no jumas that side there in the musalla. He would always come here. And his whole family also used to come here for jumah. He would sit in that corner. And I should finish my namaz, but I won't go and he won't go. So, and Ajib Allah had given him, well, from all the students, one khubi Allah he had, one khubi he had. I've never seen a student make more adab for his ustad than him. I've never seen. You know, in that condition also, when he was in a hospital bed, now if you would see me, now I'm half, he's 25 years younger than him, approximately, even more than 25 years younger than him, right? But we taught him a little bit, alhamdulillah. So out of respect, he would always stand up. Always. Now, imagine you are sick, you got cancer, you're lying in your hospital bed. Now Ustad comes to make your iyadat. In that condition, he's trying to get up from his bed. And I have to tell him, see, you're not in the class anymore, the things have changed now, you're not well. and all that. We don't worry about you. You just make yourself comfortable. We came for your iyadah. There's no need. He says, no, I can't sleep while my ustad is standing. Where you get a student like that? That is what you call adab. That's why as you get older, our brains also open up. So Allah gave him that khubi he had in him. A lot of adab. And he had a lot of knowledge. Inshallah, we have yaqeen, inshallah. We have, ghalib guman. Inshallah, not yaqeen, ghalib guman. That inshallah, Allah will make khair for him. Mm-hmm. So Allah Ta'ala fill his qabr with noor. Mm-hmm. And pasmandagan, all his children also. Allah give them sabr jameel. Mm-hmm. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him the highest maqam in Jannah. Mm-hmm. Inshallah. And what I want to also add, when we came to Pochepstone, he told me, Mufsab, you can't find a place to start the madrasa, then you must start it in Manama, at the Jamaat Khana. He gave us moral support when we came to Pochepstone. I can never thank him enough for that. At that time, it meant a lot to us. Because we were just starting also. We never even had one room to even have a dars inside. So he told me, Mufsab, you try. I told him, it's too far. We need to get closer to the city. It's too far away. He said, but nevertheless, if you can't come right, then you start it off here in Manaba. So he was our first student who enrolled in Darwin Pochepstone. So inshallah, all the students that will come, man sanna sunnatan hasanatan falahu ajruha wa ajru man amila biha, Allah will give him the reward inshallah for everyone. Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala accept from all of us the broken effort. And Allah use us all for the khidmat of His deen with ikhlas, sincerity, and maqbooliyat, inshaAllah al-Aziz. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin. We need zikr a little bit and then go on.